Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're backing that ass up then here at the Big Ben Tavern.
What up, Spud?
That's right. Shout out to everybody who's here on their way. Let's make some noise as we're live here at the Big Ben Tavern. This is our sixth stop. Stop six on the crawfish circuit as we're doing this each and every week. And it's been a good time here. Listen, they've got the bugs. I'm seeing people... order them. I'm probably going to get me some at some point before I get up out of here. Yeah,
crawfish?
Yeah, I'm going to get me some bugs. Yeah, man. I wore a dark shirt today.
Yeah.
I didn't make a mistake. Dark shirt, dark pants. I'm in good shape. I could do it.
I'll work around it.
I know you will.
And my Hogs winning 6-2 today.
There you go. It's number one seed Oklahoma.
Yeah, old Ladybacks doing work on that diamond, y'all.
That's right. But no, come on out here. Have a good time as we are enjoying ourselves here, as we do each and every week. You got a chance to win prizes here. I think our Bud Light crew is here as well, as they're passing out some goodies for you to have and take home with and enjoy here while you're here as well. So shout out to our good friends at Bud Light as well as Academy Sports and Outdoors as they are they're helping us put this thing on. All right, Clint, here is the lineup out today. And I do want to update here a bit on some of the breaking news with the Astros, as they did have to place Hayden Wisniewski on the IL. But the lineup today, Clint, Jeremy Pena continues to lead off there. Altuve is in left field tonight. Paredes behind him with Christian Walker at first base. Yiner's behind the plate. Jake Myers, who has been one of the hottest hitters for this team, he is in that sixth spot behind Yiner Diaz. Zach DiCenzo, these nuts, he is in the building as well. Don't trip over that. Zach's in the building as well.
Right
field. DH is Brendan Rodgers. That's where we're at here. As a designated hitter, Brendan Rodgers. Mauricio Dubon is playing second. And Hunter Brown, their ace right now, their best pitcher. And not just the Astros' best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in the American League, gets the ball. You have to feel ultimate confidence when he is on the mound. But that is the lineup as they are going to try to win a second one in a row against the Cincinnati Reds team. And this is what they're working with no Yordan Alvarez. And this is the lineup here. You feel good, though. Hunter Brown's got the ball. And there's nobody else that jumps on the mound that the Astros feel better about when he's pitching than Hunter Brown right now.
Yeah, right now. I mean, look, here's the thing is, boy, that's really the first time that I've really looked into this lineup card that Tyler put in the rundown here. Boy, it is bare bones without Alvarez in the middle of that thing, ain't it?
Brendan Rodgers is taking his place as the DH.
Yeah, when your DH is batting eighth, I mean, that's where we're at, man. I mean, that's bare bones. So good luck tonight, Hunter Brown. If Pena can stay hot, Paredes can continue to swing it well. Yiner Diaz, Jake Myers, DiCenzo, these guys have swung it well. Let's see if we can't keep doing more with less until Yordan gets back, baby.
Yeah, man. And if Hunter Brown continues to pitch the way he did, man, two runs might need it.
Might
be able to be the thing to get it. All right. I did want to update here as we let everyone know earlier that Hayden Wisniewski, who has been a really, really key starter for the Astros, he is now going to the IL with right elbow discomfort. Joe Espada, the captain, spoke to the media and said, Hayden Wisniewski alerted the Astros training staff yesterday that his elbow didn't feel right. Wisniewski is seeing a team doctor. Now the Astros plan to deploy a six-man rotation, Clint, is what Espada had to say. Saying that A.J. Blueball or Colton Gordon are on the 40-man roster and are most logical candidates to get called up to join the rotation. So that is obviously Framber, Hunter Brown, Lance McCullers. Who who else would be in that rotation?
Gusto.
Gusto. And I guess Blue Ball and Gordon? Are we missing? Oh, I'm sorry, Ronald Blanco. Yeah. And Blanco, and then I guess probably Blue Ball, who we saw come out. So going six-man rotation.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I said it last year when catcher's shoes and got a chance to pitch.
Blaine
Henley or whatever the hell his name was.
Blaine Henley.
Blue Ball's the one that they panned up to see his parents and his either
did
sister.
Did you call it Blue Balls or did you go Blue Ball?
It's Blue Ball, man. It's Blue Ball.
I just wanted to make sure I heard Blue Balls.
I didn't put an S on it.
I heard Blue Balls myself. That's what I heard, Tyler. I don't know what you heard. I heard Blue Balls got called up.
I mean, look, here's the deal. I want him to get another shot because I want him to do well.
He's going to.
I mean, I seriously, man. All joking aside, like I feel for that. I mean, that kid's parents. The kid is in the middle of it. He's failed before, whatever. But for mom and dad, man, you're sitting in Daikin Park, man. Your kid's made it. You're watching them pitch on the big league on a bump, man. And before you know it, this guy's giving up seven runs, and the camera's panned up there on you.
After the grand slam.
I mean, golly, I'm just like, damn, I know mama's heart's crushed. Daddy's probably the one going, damn, get that camera out of my face. But either way it goes, man, I just, golly, I feel for the kid. So when he gets another shot, I hope he gets another shot. I hope he pitches well, and they throw the camera up there on mom and dad.
There we go. Tyler and Clint, I want you to tell me, is this good news? Chandler Rome reports this from The Athletic. Christian Javier, you remember him?
I do.
Christian Javier threw 15 pitches off the mound today in West Palm Beach. Joe Espada said, it's the first time throwing off a mound since Tommy John surgery. And I want to make sure you hear this many longs. Long, long, long way to go, but a milestone nonetheless. So it does. It looks like Christian Javier has gotten on the mound and is throwing the ball. I don't know what that means. When you get three longs in there, long, long, long time away, like how long away is that? Is that this year? When is that? I see he's throwing off the mound. Oh, that feels good. 15 pitches a day. But I mean, they're really trying to slow play it, but Christian Javier is throwing the ball again, and we remember him. He has been one of the best pitchers for the Astros before he got injured. So, good news there. Good news there as the Astros look to try to get guys back. Six-man rotation with that injury. That's interesting to look
six-man
at.
Six-man rotation with no Wisniewski and no Eric Geddes. Did you say Eric?
Eric Geddes, he's not back yet. So, I mean, obviously, I'm guessing Clint – Maybe he's closer. He's got to be close here. But to think that they would run a six-man rotation with it having at least two guys, maybe three guys in it that you didn't plan on being in the rotation at all this year. So interesting to see. All right, Clint, I do want to get into one guy that's not in the lineup right now, and that is Chaz McCormick. And 713-572-4610, you could jump in on this. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, do you think that Chaz McCormick's chances for being a major, major, major part of this team like he was a couple of years ago? A couple of years ago, man, he was starting all of the games in the World Series. He was a guy that was in the playoffs 2 years ago as one of their top, you know, not one of their top guys, but one of their hitters that was in the lineup every single game. He'll start it last year as Chaz McCormick is going to be a starter, whether that's in center field or right field. He is going to be a starter. Do you think those days are over right now with Chaz McCormick?
No question. You got a big time prospect in right field and Cam Smith. You got Jake Myers, who they've sold their soul for anyway.
Before he started swinging the bat the way he is,
they're pot committed to Jake Myers, that is a, what'd you call it, a bronze glove, and now he's swinging the bat better. Yeah. You're always going to get some level of DH and left field combination there. Now Altuve and Alvarez got that locked down. You don't play any infield positions, obviously. Yeah, Jake, you're not a switch hitter. Chaz is definitely play that funky music, white boy. That is a thing of the past for damn sure.
Yeah,
he may have a shining moment. Maybe we ought to change that to one shining moment. He may have one moment here or there in a pinch hit situation. But yeah, his extended play to where his OPS is relevant, I think those days are over. Yes,
Clint, I got to go with you because I don't even know if an injury would allow him to get every day.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet. Like, I don't even know, like to him to be like, all right, man, you're going to be the guy. Like, I'm talking like when Altuve got injured with his hand in the WBC, at some point it became a place where Mauricio Dubon got every day at bats at second base. I don't even think that would be the case for Chaz. I mean, and it is insane for him to go from 2023 where he hit .273, had one of the best OPSs on the team, 353 on base, stole 19 bases, hit 22 home runs, 70 RBIs, to a place where, man, that guy, their last game, the last time he hit was April 28th.
Yeah.
And as we know, Tyler has let us know it is late May. Mid-May. Hasn't played. I could tell the people who are real listeners, Tyler, in this building are just dying laughing.
Time flies by, man.
He goes, time flies by. Hell, it's Memorial Day out here. I mean, but to think like it is shifted to that point where, man, like he's like you said, how many guys has he been passed up? Cam Smith, Jake Myers. I think they would play Zach DeZinzo, Dubon.
Yeah.
Hell, Shea Whitcomb might come up here and get him here in a second.
I don't know. Shea had a rough go at it at third base last year, didn't he?
I know he did, but I saw him go deep in the gap the other day.
Your point is valid. I mean, this just reeks of, and I can't say that I blame him. I mean, I've been known to be a mental midget in my time. The inability to deal with the adversity of, hey, I've performed better. I've put up big numbers. I've done it when it mattered the most. I've made a game-saving, maybe title-saving catch off the wall in center field. And it's still not enough because you keep putting this Jake Myers kid in front of me. I could see where that would be a hard pill to swallow if you was a player. And I don't think it's a stretch to say Chaz wears his feelings on his sleeves, anyway. So this just reeks in one of those situations where he is really struggling with the role of, no matter what you do, you're going to be a role player. You're not going to be a starting center fielder.
I think he's defeated.
It's eating him alive.
I think he's defeated.
Look at his crew.
Yeah, I think there they are. I'm about to say, man, it's 4:37. Y'all ain't got here. Shannon and Steve finally got in here. I think she got them Newports if y'all scored at home.
Hey. He said I was on the bike, on the motorcycle, like that.
Yeah, I knew he'd bring the bike out. He said he was going to bring the bike out. All right, coming up as we continue.